Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, in the wine industry, there's always room for innovation and entrepreneurship, and especially in California. And you came up with somebody who is planning to occupy room at the top with some high-quality wines.
Some really high-quality wines. One of the things I like about this business is I get to meet occasionally really interesting new people. And I met a gentleman by the name of Jeff Cohn, who started his career in the hospitality industry and ended up being one of the winemaking team at Rosenblum, which is very well known. Rosenblum is sort of an urban winemaker in an industrial park, and this guy is doing the same thing. He's based in Oakland. And the key to his interesting success has been that he's built great relationships with a lot of really premium growers. So he's been able to source wonderful fruit from a lot of very, very high-end vineyards. And he's focusing predominantly on Rhones, Rhone blends, and some Zinfandels. I tasted six wines. All were terrific.
You know what that means? It means that the growers really trust this guy.
Well, they should, because these wines were absolutely awesome. They're kind of whimsically named. The first one I tried is called The First Date. It's a 2012. It's a white wine. It's a blend of 70% Roussanne, 30% Marsanne. Sells for about $25. This was just really wonderful. Fleshy white peach and melon flavors, nicely layered, a nice minerality with some good acidity. I mean, this was a terrific classic white Rhone blend style. Just wonderful. Moving to the next one in the portfolio, this was a wine called Smoke and Mirrors. Back to those whimsical names. Very cool stuff. 37% Zin, 24% Petit Syrah, 24% Syrah, a little Grenache, a little Alicante Boucher. Just really interesting, dense blend. Pretty available. Sells for about $19. So it's a pretty good value, I thought. Last from the ones that are going to be most available is a wine called The Imposter. This is heavily Zinfandel influenced, 54% Zin, 19% Syrah, 13% Petit Syrah, some Alicante Boucher, Grenache, Carignan, and a dash of Viognier thrown in just for giggles.
Why not?
That's pretty great stuff. This one also is going to sell for right now, this is a little more money, about $32. Just huge. Big. That touch of Viognier really brings out the aromatics. Flavorful, long, clean, spicy raspberry flavor with a nuance of pepper. Just a delicioso wine. Now, he really hits his stride on some of these more scarce wines. He's got one which is a Grenache focus, one which is a Zin focus, and one which is a Syrah focus.
Okay.
The Grenache one is called El Diablo. It comes from the El Diablo vineyard. It's just amazing for $40. Big, juicy, spicy, racy. Hey, it's Grenache. It's what it's supposed to be. Casada Vineyard Zinfandel from 2012. Parker, I think, gave it a 95 or something along those lines. Deep violet scarlet with red berry and pepper. And then this Rockpile Syrah is the real deal. It's the most Rhone-like big wine, almost like a Cote Rôti I have ever had out of California. Just inky, spicy with notes of mint and leather and just layered and layered. I was really, really impressed.
How did it compare to an Australian Syrah?
It's got a lot more finesse.
That's what I almost always find. Good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, this was really, really impressive. So this guy, Jeff Cohn, check it out.
He sounds great. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.